All right, so it is a heroic theme. I would point out now the obvious, but I'll verbalize it. It consists of four phrases. When we listen this second time, I will point out the phrases more explicitly as we move through. The theme is not terribly varied within these phrases, although the third phrase, what I call A double prime, is extended so that the climactic A triple prime really sounds like a moment of explosive arrival, rousing and concluding the theme. Let's listen again. Phrase A. A prime. A double prime. Extended. A triple prime. All right, the essence of this movement, and frankly, the essence of this symphony, is its direct, memorable, and nationalistic, or should we say, exotic, thematic material. Now, despite the fact that this melody might not sound like a spiritual, or like Native American music, or a plantation song, is immaterial, what makes it for Dvorak American is its directness and its simplicity of structure. The same idea four times, not some kind of complex Germanic harmony right now, just a straightforward, up and down, highly energized theme. Look, someone seeing New York in 1893 would see a hell of a lot of energy. And so we hear that in this music, and it's an energy that, of course, Dvorak writes into his bohemian music too. But the point is, the clear phrase structure, the very simple harmonic accompaniment at this point, is enough for Dvorak to call this a music that captures something of the spirit of America, if not actually a musical lilt of America. So it is exotic in that way. Now, this is how we will explore the work, from a thematic as opposed to from a programmatic or harmonic point of view, and observe in particular how themes are derived from one another, and ultimately how themes are combined with one another. One more time, let's listen to this theme and then move on. A. A prime. Extension. A triple prime. All right, now before I do any talking about the second theme, I will just have us listen to it. It is a theme in three phrases, and while listening to it, ask yourselves if it seems to evoke any of these American musics that Dvorak claims were his inspiration. Theme two. Yes, that's as much as we're listening to is the first two phrases. We'll listen to those first two phrases again before listening to the third, which is a highly extended phrase. I would read from your word score, rustic, dance-like, melancholy. I find this vaguely spiritual-ish. It's a theme that has metamorphosized from the first theme, and I'll display and demonstrate that metamorphosis in a couple of minutes. But for now, I just want us to have it in our ear. It is a theme that is quiet, that features the flute and the oboe, and in doing so creates a good degree of contrast from the more heroic and bombastic theme one. Let's listen again to phrases A and A prime. A prime. I would point out something in passing. I just wish we had more time for this, but we don't. And what I would point out in passing are key areas